Hey listeners, Ty here. Just wanted to pop in to tell you that we're working away on a brand new season of Ty Asks Why. But right now, we have a special bonus called Unlocking the Fountain. It's a brand new CBC podcast series that I think you'll really like. What if there was a pill that could add decades to your life? Would you take it? For centuries, humanity has imagined a magical fountain that could unlock eternal youth. But are we anywhere near achieving that fantasy? Unlocking the Fountain with host and journalist Keith MacArthur explores the mysteries of aging, where you'll meet dreamers, skeptics, and cutting-edge scientists, including those who believe that the first person who will live to 150 years old has already been born. Have a listen.
In the year 2000, two scientists made what could be the largest bet in history. The wager began with a provocative statement from zoologist Steve Austad in Scientific American magazine. Austad studied animals in order to better understand the aging process. And based on this research, he made a bold prediction about human longevity.
It was in response to a question by a journalist who said, this was at a small conference, who asked people, well, when do you think we're going to have the first 150-year-old? And everybody looked at each other and nobody said anything. And finally, I just blurted out, I think that person's already alive. It wasn't reasoned, at least from my perspective. But once I started thinking about it, that age made a lot of sense.
To J.L. Shansky, a demographer known for calculating the upper limits of human longevity, it sounded bonkers.
I called him up. I said, Steve, you can't be serious that you actually think somebody's going to live to 150.
Olshansky was a professor of public health at the University of Illinois. He knew Austad from aging conferences and considered him a friend.
He said the world record is 122. You're talking about breaking that record by 28 years.
He said, you don't really believe that, do you? And I said, yeah, actually, I do, Jay. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't believe it.
I said, well, maybe we should place a wager on this because, you know, I don't really think that that's plausible. And, we each put $150 down in an account.
The pair would later double the bet, each depositing $300. Now, $600 might not sound like a lot, but remember, the bet wouldn't be paid out for 150 years. Through good investments and compound interests, Olshansky says the payout could be considerable.
I invested it in gold, which more than doubled in price, and then I invested it in Tesla, which has gone through the roof. So it's now called the $1 billion bet, but it may very well be the $2 billion bet.
Neither scientist expects to be alive in 2150, so the jackpot will go to the winner's descendants. So would you still put money on that same bet today?
Oh, yeah. Hands down, there's no question. There isn't anybody that's going to make it to 150.
Austad is still a believer. And not because he thinks we're going to get better at treating or curing diseases, but because he believes we're on the cusp of radical new medicines that will allow us to treat and slow the aging process itself.
Getting better at diagnosing and treating cancer or heart disease or kidney disease, none of these things are going to get us to 150. The only way to get us to 150 is to actually be able to change the rate at which we fall apart with age.
Hear more of Unlocking the Fountain right now on the CBC Listen app and everywhere you get your podcasts.